Felix stared at the black scout suit with the unsurprised attitude of one whose emotional spectrum has retreated to just two colors, frustration and disgust. Fear at this point could no longer be thought of as an emotion. It had more the consistency of gravity. He sat down on the bench across from the now gaping maintenance chamber that served as long-term lockers. When sealed, an elaborate testing system would commence. An amazingly varied series of forces, from hydrothermal to magnetically directed laser probing, would come into play. The testing would continue on a more or less constant basis until the chamber was reopened. Most of it was to find a leak, which was silly for a scout suit, thought Felix. After all, plasteel doesn't leak. You could vaporize it, warp it, tear it even, if sufficient forces were applied just right. But it didn't leak, and scout suit outer armor was 100% plasteel. He snorted. Scout suits. A damn scout. Shit, he said out loud. No one could hear him inside his cubicle, so no one could appreciate his display of disgust. From under his arm, he took a wad of crumpled writ he had taped there before drop inspection. They still held inspection, even though everybody already knew it was suicide to carry personal belongings inside the perfect fit of battle armor. They had shown that one to the troops over and over, always dwelling on the scenes of the surgical teams trying to remove religious medals crammed halfway through some idiot's rib cage. Of course, one could wear jewelry on one's nose and such, where there was some freedom of movement, and many did. But Felix's interest in a nose ring was the same as it was for a religious medal. None at all. He produced 5 cigarettes from the writ and lit one and stared at the suit and thought about why he wasn't surprised he had drawn scout duty. Training again, he decided, the source of many first clues. He recalled their excitement at his scores, at his times. They had made him run the tight course twice more before they were convinced.
Sure got the reflexes for this. Felix, is it?
He had nodded. He should have caught on then. And later, when that same officer had called him into his own quarters and talked to him about natural leadership abilities, cigarettes were offered him, and something cool to drink for the first time in many days. He had accepted both and refused everything else. He was furious with himself for not having been more careful. The officer kept trying, kept spouting garbage, but Felix wouldn't budge. He knew it wasn't for him. Though capable of giving orders and probably having them obeyed, he was, of late, an uninspiring man. Not at all what a leader, a real leader, should be. He sighed and puffed on the cigarette. Looking around, he had seen several such men and women, he supposed. But though admiring of their energy, he had little faith in their potential effectiveness. With such a bunch, that kind of leader could likely get chewed in a battle long before decoration time. And Felix wanted to at least try to live. No blaze of glory. No blaze at all. So of course they had gone and made him a lousy scout anyway. He sighed, resting his face in his hands.